Healing Programs with Dr. Tom. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this program is dedicated to proving that all chronic degenerative disorders can be cured. We have exciting new cases every week to support this astounding claim. This week, we focus on gastrointestinal disorders such as colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, and diarrhea. Now, we want you to hear our cases, but if you have any important questions or comments, do not hesitate to interrupt us and call us at 800-227-KBRT. Again, it's 800-227-KBRT. Okay, Dr. Tom, our first patient today is James from Utah. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yes, James found us when he was on vacation in California. I did something dramatic with him. He had chronic constipation. I changed that with one treatment. And after the one treatment, he had been regular ever since then. James is a Mormon. He's a very religious guy. I know that because he came to me religiously the first year, every month. And I'll let James, is James on the line? I'll let James, tell us why he went through so much trouble.
I'm sure, I don't think he's online yet.
Every month, coming to California for treatment. James, you know on the line?
I don't think we have him on the line yet. Okay. Hello, James?
James?
Dr. Tom, how are you doing?
Hey!
James, yeah, we got you on the line.
Utah, how you doing?
Great, how are you guys?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, why don't you start your story?
Start my story?
Yeah, how did you find out some, what was your problem and what did I do for you?
Well, I was on vacation in California at a beach house, and I was watching television. I saw one of the info commercials that you guys, that Dr. Tom was on.
After you saw the commercial, you came over and...
Yeah, I gave you a call, made an appointment.
And come to see me over. Yes.
And had the treatment from there.
I see. What were your symptoms then at that time? What were your, the main symptoms? You had some abdominal pain and you had chronic constipation, right?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on 1.5 seconds, sorry.
Okay.
So James was in California and he just found short.
Yeah, he saw my TV program. Actually, he went and checked me out, went to a few acupuncturists, and I think some of them said yes, some of them no. But he decided after he came over and actually talked to a few of my patients while on my in my clinic, and they all urged him to, yeah, try this and don't go to any place else. And he was happy because after the first treatment, he had regular bowel movements, and then he went back. He actually had a very capable natural healer. Are you there, James?
I'm back. Sorry about that. I told my little girl I was on a very important call, but she didn't think so.
Okay. So are they telling you
Yeah, that's pretty accurate with your story. I mean, I had a real positive experience. Actually, after the first time, I didn't, unfortunately, but sometimes go 2 weeks without a bowel movement. And the very first treatment, about 2.5, 3 hours later, I had a excellent bowel movement, I guess, and ever since then I've been very, very regular.
Very, very important.
And felt great ever since. So it made a big difference in my energy level, how I felt, and
you also have
my muscles relaxed as well.
Yeah, you also have a lot of pain in the upper abdominal area, and what did I do after the first treatment? How was the pain?
Well, it reduced dramatically, and I came for a 2-week period, and I think that helped. I came like 3 or 4 times a week for the 2 weeks.
Right.
And that was a dramatic improvement. And from there, you know, I just kind of did maintenance now and then, which made a big difference. But
so how often did you go see him your first year?
Well, since I live in Utah, obviously, it wasn't as easy to get in as I would have liked to, but I went, obviously, as Dr. Tong knows, a lot of patients don't realize this, but it takes years and years and years to do the damage that we usually cause to ourselves.
Right.
And it's sometimes difficult to have the proper recovery in just a very short time.
Right.
I felt like I made a dramatic improvement in those first couple of weeks, and then I came once a month for a year.
Yeah, but also you had a natural healer that checked you with a computer program and check their balances. Can you tell us what happened after
that? It's called biofeedback, and what that system was is where they actually check your acupuncture points and your meridians and that type of thing. And what was amazing is when I first came in to Dr. Tong, I just went in to have this biofeedback done like a week or so before. And then when I went back, I did it again, and they were just pleasantly surprised at the dramatic improvement which I had in just a very short time. And the guy that was doing the test and just couldn't believe the results and what a difference it made as far as balancing me out overall.
Mm-hmm. So are you pretty healthy now, would you say?
Yeah, I feel pretty healthy. I wish I could come in more often. I make it like once a year now because obviously I live quite a ways away. But yeah, Dr. Tom's advice, taking my nutrition and vitamins more consistently and eating better, and that's made a huge difference. And I do think the treatment obviously got me started in the right direction, and it's been uphill ever since.
Very good, James. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
All right, I do apologize once again for
that.
Next time I'll give you a painful shot. This time I come over. You'll pay for that.
You'll be sorry.
You
have a wonderful day.
Oh, well, one more thing. No, I forgot to say something. You are a very gracious patient. You know, a couple of years ago, you provided us a whole week of first class vacation with your own family forerunner, Terrific, and a fabulous cabin in Deer Valley. I forgot to thank you, and we have just a ball. Thanks very much for being such a gracious patient.
James? My pleasure. That was a good time.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. All right, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Tong can cure your irritable bowel symptoms, diarrhea, constipation like he did for James. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com. drtong.com. And subscribe to our free newsletter to learn about mind-body healing. Okay, Dr. Tong, our next guest is Sam, right?
Sam, okay, is a 20-year-old, Sam is a very young patient, 30-some years old, I forgot, with 20 years of ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, long-term bowel problem. He had tried many drugs, antibiotics, steroids, and even a lot of toxic chemotherapies. Nothing was working. They removed his colon. But after that, he just had more problem, going to the bathroom 35 to 40 times a day. And so they decided that planning to remove his small bowels. And I was saying, next, what's next? Remove the stomach. I told Sam that if they keep on doing this, he has going to move his dining room to the bathroom because when he used foundation to catch something.
I'm so glad that he moved in.
It's not very funny the way they do things. It's ridiculous. Anyway, Sam on the line. Yeah, let's talk to him.
Sam?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Great. All right.
I'm 40.
You're 40. Okay, you were in 40 before. Yeah. Anyway, why don't you start?
I'm 40.
Yeah, you start telling us what happened in the beginning.
So, how did it first start? When did it first start?
I was in boot camp in the Navy about 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 or 4 weeks into it, I started bleeding and started having a lot of diarrhea.
So what did you do for it?
I kind of figured it was the food. It was just really bad food there. Doctors just kept trying to tell me that I just had gastritis. I think they were just trying to say I was faking it.
Mm-hmm. Like it was on your head.
Yeah.
And then they prescribed all kinds of drugs for you, right?
For the first few months, they didn't actually prescribe me anything. About 6 months into the Navy, I went through submarine school and got stationed in Hawaii. I finally found a doctor that figured out what I had. Well, supposedly what I had was ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm.
And then they prescribed me with sulfadine.
Mm-hmm. And did that help at all?
Yes, they actually cleared it up within a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
It came back, correct?
It came back probably about a year later.
Okay. So how many times a day were you going to the bathroom?
At that time, about 10 or 15 times.
Okay. And then, now, I understand you got the chicken pox later.
Yeah, about 1985 or 86, I got chicken pox.
And then what happened with
that? Really brought it on with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. And you just went on with the same conventional treatment?
Later on, they started giving me prednisone.
Antibiotics.
Did you try the
chemotherapy yet?
The chemotherapy didn't come along until about 91 or 92.
Okay.
Well, that's after you got the surgery or before you got the surgery?
I got the surgery.
Before you got the surgery.
Okay.
Then you had the surgery.
Did the chemotherapy help at all?
No.
Okay.
So then you had the colectomy. They took out your colon, correct?
So tell us about that.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. Yeah, you should not remove any organ. You should repair its function, not remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do for Alzheimer's, remove the brain?
Yeah.
So Sam, after the surgery, did you have any...
What happened after the surgery?
Well, I forgot to mention, probably because you didn't believe me, Dr. Tong, that after the surgery, I was going to the bathroom and upwards of 100 times a day.
100 times?
I had it written down. I had it done. I was going to the bathroom upwards of 100 times a day.
Wow, that's hard to believe, you know.
So, you pretty much weren't living.
No, I was living in the bathroom.
Yes. 100 times a day was terrible.
And you were hospitalized a lot?
I was hospitalized, we figured, over, it was like 63 days.
Uh-huh.
In a two-year period. And I went to the emergency room over 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because of rectal pain.
Pain,
yeah.
Blockages.
The reason was that, okay, they had not corrected the circulation problem. So when they connect the snowball to the rectum, you still do not have enough circulation. That's why the pain, that's why the infection.
Mm-hmm.
So giving all the drugs, you're not going to do anything.
And did you have a bag at that time then?
I had a temporary bag for about 3 months.
Okay. And tell us a little bit, what happened with that? I understand the complications with the bag.
At the beginning, let's say this was like October 93 when I had the colon removed.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 months I was supposed to have a temporary bag in December or January, I was supposed to get it removed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had constant complications.
And you almost died, is that right?
Twice.
Uh-huh.
With the bag on.
And I understand you also have like the prednisone IV withdrawal?
At the beginning, my first surgery, they were giving me prednisone, which most of the time they do for most surgeries, I understand.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, they're just fixing the symptom. That's why you get complications and other complications. So they were ready to remove also your small bowels. That's when your family talked you into coming to see me. What were you feeling at that time?
Well, I thought they were crazy. I'm like, what do I want to see an acupuncturist for? I mean,
you were the one who's crazy.
He's more than an acupuncturist.
It's not going to cost you a body part. I said, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a key thing.
So what happened after my first treatment for you?
Firstly, how many times were you going to the bathroom?
About 35 times a day.
35 times.
And up to 100 times, you told me.
Up to 100 times was basically over with, but I was still going about 35 times a day.
I see.
And then you went to see Dr. Tong.
Went to see Dr. Tong, and the next day I went to the bathroom about 6 times.
After the first treatment?
From 35 times to 6 times.
After one treatment? I mean, were you just incredulous? Were you just amazed?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Tell us also what happened to your back.
Oh, my back. I walked in hunched over. I broke my back a couple of years before. I always walked around hunched over, basically, in pretty moderate pain, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in hunched over, walked out standing straight up and down.
I want to make this comment because everything is all connected together. You cannot just treat the bowel problem without treating the back problem, without treating the headache or high blood pressure. Everything, the whole person, the patient should be cured, not the symptom mask.
Right.
Yes.
And then she also...
Anyway, I want to summarize a little bit for you. After about 3-4 months of treatment, you went to, you moved to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And you were working, you told me, 70 or 80 hours a week, eating junk food. And you smell that, okay?
My worst habit, I eat a lot of garbage, and I shouldn't.
And you were still okay?
Yeah.
All right, through 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You came back maybe once every year, once every couple of years.
About once every 6 months, every 9 months, something like that.
Yeah, and you go a couple of treatments, you're back to your...
junk food eating stuff.
Yes, exactly. Okay, but now I think you're really getting on a point like more balance, and you're watching your diet a little bit better than before.
Did you go see Dr. Chong regularly now?
About once or twice a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you got problem, because you were raising you're raising dirt bites and so forth. No, you want to get rid of your pain so you can get stronger for your bite raising. Basically, you don't really need to see me that often. Yes.
Well, Sam, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. See, you don't need surgery for any chronic bowel problems. After Sam had the surgery, he got worse. He was going 100 times a day. You heard what Dr. Tong did for Sam in just a few treatments, in one treatment. In fact, Dr. Tong can help you with any degenerative disorder you may have, whether it's pain, depression, sinuses, asthma, and even insomnia. Call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Call today before 2, and you'll get a free supplement that will help you reduce your sugar cravings. Again, it's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, call us at 800-227-KBRT. All right, Dr. Tong, I think Joe's on the line. Why don't you just summarize a little bit?
Okay, Joe actually came to me for an asthma problem. He had asthma for a year and a half, tried all kinds of tests. First they told him his lung problem, then he said heart trouble, and then finally somebody say they have an asthma problem, and but all he ended up with a lot of drugs, and he didn't like the drugs. So after taking the drugs for a year, he quit it about a month before he saw me, and I make him breathe with the first treatment. But during the treatment, he has some stomach problem, and I cured with one treatment. Why don't we let Joe give us the details?
Okay. Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Welcome to our show.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Hi, Dr. Yang.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your asthma?
Well, you know, I had the asthma almost a year and a half or two.
Okay.
And I was seeing that doctor in Huntington Beach, I went to first visit to give me a handful of medicine and told me, you know, I'm going to be feeling much better. And I didn't, the second visit, you know, I give me another handful of medicine.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to be feeling better. Yes. And I didn't feel better. Yes. All of a sudden, I had bag of medicine.
Right. Yes.
And I'm still not feeling better. Somebody told me, after 6 months, somebody told me, you know, I'd have to go and see Dr. Tong. And I met Dr. Tong, and Dr. Tong told me, I can heal your asthma.
Well, wait just 1 second, okay? Before you went through the whole year and a half, you went through all different tests.
Yes.
And they told you that you have heart trouble or lung trouble?
Yes, they told me that I probably, you know, that I have heart problems. I went to Hog Hospital, spent so much money, you know, and I went to different doctors. I went to about 7 doctors.
What kind of tests have they done?
Excuse me?
What kind of tests?
All kinds of tests. They're, you know, hard to pronounce, you know.
Yes.
Most of them, you know, they were so complicated. And then...
How much money did you spend on all these evaluations and all these different doctors?
$15,000.
$15,000? You can almost buy a car.
I know.
And you're not getting better, and you have to keep continuing to get money.
I was getting worse. If I was getting better, I'd be mind, you know, spending the money.
Right.
But I was getting worse, you know. And first visit to Dr. Tong, you know, all of a sudden I start feeling better. I believe that's the first time in 2 years I took a complete breath.
After one treatment.
Okay, Joe, tell the listeners.
I went to the office on the second day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the medicine on my desk, I took them all out, put them in the trash.
Very good.
And they did feel better.
That's excellent.
Yeah, listen now, what kind of tests did I do for you the first time? Did I do any tests for you?
I didn't hear that.
Did I do any tests before I give you a treatment?
No test, no nothing.
No doctor, right? No test.
Nothing.
So all this number jumble, they give you a...
Just,
and there's a notice that you've got to wait for time.
You touch me with your fingers and I already start feeling better. You know, I thought, you know, you were here more than a doctor, because when I start breathing that night, you know, I'm going to say, maybe this guy's a healer, not a doctor.
Yes, okay.
Well, Joe, what else did Dr. Tom help you with?
The stomach problem. Tell us the stomach problem.
Oh, yes. I had what's called GERD. Acid reflux. You know, that the medicine was good, is good.
Right.
And I used to get the acid coming from my stomach up to my throat. It was painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I don't feel that. I don't have that no more.
But that's part of my treatment.
You don't need that.
Yes.
What's wrong with you? I said, the acid coming into my throat. They said, the acid will never go back to your throat again. I mean, give me the shot. And,
do you have pain?
And he said, what's wrong? I said, I go to the bathroom so many times. I go to the bathrooms, you know?
At night?
At night, you know, like at least 5-6 times.
And now?
Now, I don't go out, never.
At all?
I just sleep. I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom. I brush my teeth.
That's normal, right?
Yes. To me, this is miracle making.
Yes.
I want to look at the making, yes.
Yes, I want to make a comment to teach you something on this, okay? Your kidney weakness is what's causing the frequent urination. But the kidney also helps the lung to breathe. And so your asthma and this going to bathroom frequently are connected. So everything had to be treated together. You cannot treat things by pieces. You don't need all the lab tests. It's a waste of money, waste of time. But thanks very much for sharing your story.
And Joe, you're not depressed anymore. I understand.
Oh, no. I had, of course, everything I went through, I was very depressed. Now I'm not depressed. I can, as you see, I'm always up now.
Yes.
And I want to thank you very much, Dr. Tom.
You're welcome.